Hello, this is Takeoff Commander with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Microsoft launched two new cloud-based cybersecurity tools. Microsoft Azure Sentinel is the first native AI security information and event management tool built by a cloud provider, giving insights to internal activities, monitoring, and alerts for potential threats. Microsoft Threat Experts is an enterprise security service that gives companies access to Microsoft's personnel for advice when there's a breach. Amazon plans to open dozens of grocery stores in several major cities that will be at a lower price point than the company's Whole Foods brand. The company plans to launch the first store in Los Angeles by the end of this year, according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. These stores will be smaller than the traditional grocery stores. As part of its plan, Amazon may look to acquire regional grocery companies with about a dozen locations. An extensively researched report on the online criminal underworld is now available from Bromium. It documents how various players profit from malware, laundering money, scam, and theft of intellectual property, credit cards, and data. They are all accomplished using a variety of techniques. The entirety of the cybercrime as a service world is staggering. Cybercrime has gone from being an entire simple business to an entire web of profit, which is the name of this report, and it's worthy of your attention. Amazon is discontinuing its Dash Button program and instead is choosing to push Alexa-based shopping to customers looking to quickly make a purchase. Amazon's Dash Button were small, internet-connected devices that allowed customers to order an item they buy frequently with the push of a button. Additionally, Amazon said customers are increasingly using Alexa-based speakers to shop, but hasn't really specific metrics on that topic. Microsoft is adding a very useful feature to its Excel mobile apps for iOS and Android. It allows Excel users to take a photo of a printed data table and convert it into a fully editable table in the app. The feature is rolling out initially in the Android Excel app before making its way to iOS soon. Microsoft is using artificial intelligence to implement this feature with image recognition so that Excel users don't have to manually input hard copy data. The feature will be available to Microsoft 365 users. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.